It is The Briefing. It's John Gibbonson, joined by Dan Austin and Josh Sexton, to talk a little bit about what's going on in the football world. We're going to concentrate mainly on the Euros, just because I've dropped the ball a bit on Copa America, actually. Did Darwin score again?
I'm not sure.
You check, Josh, and I'll ask Dan about the Euros. So we'll mainly talk about that. So Diogo Jota played last night for Portugal, won a penalty. Might not have been a penalty, but he certainly won it. And then Holland play at 5 o'clock today. So good luck to
no Darwin goal, I'm afraid.
No Darwin goal last
1-0 to Uruguay.
1-0 to Uruguay. The USA must be in bother there because they got beat by Panama. So are they out? We think I'm keeping asking you questions, John. Like your Copa America, respond.
Third in the group after three games, so
doesn't sound great, does it?
Three points play three Panama. Games. Yeah, I think that means they're gone.
Yeah.
Have
we? Come on, Tim Vickery. What's going on? So America in a bit of bother, but Darwin sailing through. So, yeah, a little bit longer without him, a little bit longer without Diogo Jota, because they did get through to the quarterfinals. It was a mad game. It was a boring game. And then extra time came alive. Somewhat, there was tears. There was tears of laughter from other sorts of parts. There was a wild penalty shootout. So I don't think I've ever seen a keeper save all of them before. But it was another good day, I'd say, in the Euros. Lots of drama, and yeah, I think the knockouts have been decent without there being like an incredible tie. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think largely the lesser fancied nations are the reason it's been good, both in the group stages and in this part. Both Slovakia and Slovenia, without being particularly expansive or entertaining, have played really well and made those matches interesting that I think everyone would have thought were walkovers going into them. Georgia played extremely well when they played Spain, despite the fact that they ended up conceding four. I'm really looking forward tonight, for example, to Austria-Turkey. Because I think those types of games have been where teams are just willing to play a little bit more openly.
They've both been great so far,
a lot more entertaining than, for example, like France-Belgium. Yes, there was, I was going to say the worst game of the tournament, but any game involving France or England could well be that.
No, I think you'd have to remove England and Scotland.
Yeah. I was going to say Belgium have got a few contenders as well, because Belgium-Ukraine was terribly shy.
Really, really meek teams so far. I mean, France have made a great success of doing that in previous tournaments, not really playing very openly at all, but just having kind of enough